Thor's Training 5, Massage. "We're going to help you get better," he said as I licked my own cum off his lips and savored the slick salt rolling around my mouth. My body was humming and I could feel the bath water still drying on the fur on my chest. He led me to the bed where he'd laid a big red blanket I didn't recognize. God, I wanted him inside me, even though I'd just come. Especially because I'd just come. Damn it. I knelt down on the blanket, but he had me slide all the way down, lying flat, arms out to the sides. He was wearing his leather riding pants, open at the crotch, with his fat balls and huge cock hanging out. It was plump and semi-hard, the pale foreskin just covering the head with a buildup of some pre-cum. There were two pump bottles of massage oil on the side table. There was an audible snap as he pulled on latex gloves. A thrill of apprehension ran through my relaxed brain. My cock jumped underneath me. What was this now? He pumped a few strokes of liquid out of the darker brown bottle, the oil smearing the gloves a deeper blue. I didn't really like massage. They always ended up pulling my body hair, hurting me, and not pressing enough into my muscles to get me really relaxed. Lan's firm hand started simple and on the best place, my legs. My hamstrings are fucking mountains, and he rubbed the sweet-smelling oil firmly into those big bulges with long, slow strokes. His hands left warm streaks on my skin, and the warmth seemed to slowly be sinking into me as he continued to slowly stroke and knead my legs. My brain became more and more focused on his hands and the gloves. As he moved onto my ass, I found that even the craving in my hole that Lan had literally bred into me wasn't there. Everything felt warm and open, and I felt so fundamentally good. I had stopped thinking about thrusting my hips up to encourage Lan to touch my hole. His warm legs against me, his breath on me occasionally, were heaven. My cock was plumped up underneath me, but not hard. My balls hung super low. I had never been more relaxed than this in my life. Lan was working on my big, beefy glutes now. It felt so good, I realized I was moaning. His hands kneaded, pushing harder and deeper into the muscle, irresistible. They were all warm, and the warmth was spreading like icy hot. The warmth was working its way into places in my butt that had been tight for years, even as Lan's voice wormed deeper and deeper into my mind. Always before, I had a sense of following his words and kind of keeping watch, but the watcher inside me had dissolved already, and I was forgetting and giving in. Warm tendrils relaxed my pink asshole, making me realize how often I walked around clenching my butt like that was my defense against something. Lan's voice was running through me, the cadence rising and falling like breath. I was hard again, but didn't need to do anything about it. I just enjoyed the hardness under me, the basic pleasure of being a man. I was going to learn that I had absolutely no understanding of the pleasures of being a man. I drifted, warm, safe, empty, happy, hard. There were hot towels sluicing me off and Lan's voice asking me questions to which I moaned answers. The questions and answers melted away like snow in California. I knew my secrets were slipping out of me. I knew I was laying bare the real self that my macho swagger had hidden all my life. There was a new smell, lavender, and Lan was stroking from my now-relaxed glutes up my back with some new oil. I could feel the calluses on his hands, so the gloves were off. All pleasures were equal now. His weight on my legs, his hands on me, and the log of his cock pushing my ass cheeks apart as it sawed back and forth with his movements. My legs and ass were a throb of intense relaxation. The oil on my back was warm and cool together. I felt like I was part of the mattress, part of Lan, like Thor was expanding, maybe dissolving. I didn't even quite realize it when the beautiful harp-shaped flange of Lan's cockhead slipped past the throbbing lips of my ass, so it was inside me. It was the best fullness ever. Gently pushing and sliding, my exhales now were just a long, slow groan of pleasure. I was clueless why I had shied away from this exquisiteness my whole fucking life. But that thought couldn't last long. My attention came back inside of me as Lan, almost without me noticing, worked his whole hard, thick length deep. His short, muscular arms were wrapped around my thick body. One of his hands was rolling one of my pink nipples between his rough fingers, making a kind of white lightning inside me running from my nipples to my cock, my balls, up into my hole, and back to his fingers. Maybe he told me that's what he was doing. I didn't care. There was no difference between what he said and what I felt. My whole body was lit up from within as he crushed me in his embrace, and as my big butt muscles relaxed, he had more throbbing length of fat cock to work into me. I moaned like a whore. I was empty, and he was filling me and emptying me both, making more space deep, deep inside me, burrowing pleasure into me in ways I'd never even imagined were possible, making me aware that my idea of myself, the macho, big, dick-swinging man I had been, was made up. I realized all those boys I had used my cock to make happy, they weren't serving me, giving up their asses, taking my cum deep inside them. I was pleasing them, serving them, with my mouth, hands, tongue, cock. I realized I was a pleaser, a giver, a servant, even when I was pretending to be in charge. I felt how Lan was creating pleasure between us, but without it being in service of me. His goal was not to make me come or make me happy. His goal was to empty me out with pleasure, to scour away the false remnants of who I was. He was a god, converting me to his true religion. His cock was my whole world now. His hard grip, the balance of my reality. He had one paw on my throat, squeezing, narrowing my breath, making the blood thud in my head. My hands trembled and let go of the sheets, relaxing and relaxing. I was thinking only of Lan. I felt like I could feel his body, feel his insides. I felt what it was like for him to have his cock inside me, how much pleasure he took from me letting go to him, how it engorged his dick. I could feel the rhythms he set up in my muscles with his stroking and clenching and thrusting, and how pleased he was with my submission. I could feel how he was moving his cock slow in my ass so that he could feel my whole clutching and unclutching. Every time I let go more, he groaned with me and got harder and more excited, stretching my hole more and more, compressing my prostate more and harder. My cock had at some point gone soft underneath me. I was full. I had no wants. I had no volition. I could not have chosen to do anything, even if I had wanted to. I was becoming a vessel for this man. I wanted nothing but what he wanted. I wanted nothing for myself, only pleasure for him to use me. Fuck me, if that was his pleasure. For the first time, I understood my pleasure would be him fully enjoying me and emptying himself into me. I was a space carved for his pleasure. It was only this incredible opening and opening and giving up to him that brought him to the peak of ecstasy. Everything about me was open and relaxed, and there was only a baseline drone of intense pleasure. I was pleasure. I was pleasure embodied without need. I could feel that my soft cock and big balls were wet and sticky as Lan's strong butt muscles clenched to thrust his cock all the way inside me and then pull out, groaning, and push it back in. I, who'd never pre-cum before, had not orgasmed, but my balls had drained fully out of my cock, soaking the bedspread and coating my package in my thick goop, unnoticed while it happened. It wasn't a thin, slick liquid like I'd seen leak out of boys as I used my cock to pleasure their prostates. This was creamy, thick, cum, and a fucking bucket of it. Lan's paws were on my fuzzy back, crushing me into the bed, and I loved it. Gravities of weight were welcome, and my big body felt released by them, freed by Lan's intensity on me. There was a slap, slap, slap thud, slap, slap, slap of Lan taking his pleasure with his cock deep inside me, smacking his beefy thighs into my hamstrings, driving his cock deep into me. The impacts brought an intense pleasure, and I wondered idly if it would please him to spank my ass later, because I thought I would love it. I was not my body. I was the cum-soaked bed and the sweat in the air. I was Land's groans and his heavy rhythms pounding my hot ass lips. I was the cum boiling in his balls. I was my hole aching from his thrusting and needing his soothing seed. I was a lack of self, needing definition from his weight and holding, and how his coming deeply inside me would free me to be no one, nothing, to be the pleasure. I was the smell of man sex with nothing held back. I was Land's hot sweat falling onto my furry ass, and the scent of leather and sweat from him filling me. Then he exploded into me, and I disappeared. I was nothing but floating, happiness, given the space to be empty and nothing and everything. I was full of his cum, and his cock, still hard, was deep inside me. He was heavy softness lying on top of me. I was cooling sweat. I was owned by Land now. Now everything had changed. I was the happiest man on earth.